They are not.
They are too.
Then your hypothesis is completely disconfirmed by all the data. You're just clinging to it out of intellectual stubbornness.
No, you're displaying a shocking ignorance of the subject matter. Mummies and zombies are the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah? Mummies are wrapped in bandages.
That's called a fashion choice.
All right. You brought this on yourself. Sheldon, get him.
If a zombie bites you, you turn into a zombie. However, if a mummy bites you, all you turn into is some schmo with a mummy bite. So, like a zombie, it's been eaten from the waist down. You, sir, have no leg to stand on.
Good boy. Here's a cookie.
Oh, thank you. Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Mummies and zombies again.
Oh, they're not the same thing.
You get a cookie, too.
Thanks. Guess who picked up his new car this morning?
Congratulations. Does it have that new car smell?
Yep, for as long as I can keep my mother out of it. I want to check it out later. It's parked right out front. Space 294.
I'm sorry, 294?
Yeah.
That's my parking spot.
Why do you have a parking spot? You don't have a car. You don't even drive.
It doesn't matter. That's my spot.
Maybe they reassigned it because you never use it.
Well, I'm not using my nipples either. Maybe you should reassign those.
Sheldon, someday, if you get a car, I'm sure they'll give you another parking space.
I don't want another parking space. I want my parking space. Well, it's perfect. It's a corner spot, cutting the risk of door dings in half. It's a mere 28 steps from the building entrance. The nearby tree provides shade on hot days and is also home to a delightful squirrel, which is fortuitous because most squirrels are real jerks.
Fun story. Meanwhile, you still don't have a car.
Yeah, don't try to change the subject. This is about a parking space. It has nothing to do with cars.
Are you listening to yourself?
I always listen to myself. It's one of the great joys of my life. Now, get your car out of my spot.
Nope.
Very well. You leave me no choice.
What are you looking at, you stupid squirrel?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
President Siebert, listen to reason. Yeah, I understand I don't use the parking spot, but that's not the point. Yes, I'm aware you told me not to call you at home. Yeah. But you didn't answer the door. And I know you were there because I saw you through the mail slot. Yeah, well, that's some salty language. Yeah. May I remind you that you're the president of a major university, not the president of the Potty Mouth Club. No, there it is again. Do you kiss your mother with that mouth? Oh, well, I'm sorry for your loss. Good night, sir. Unbelievable. He says Wallowitz deserves my spot because he's a high-profile asset to the university.
Well, he's not wrong. Howard did go to the International Space Station.
Yo, that was 5 weeks ago. How much longer is he gonna milk that cow?
Sheldon, let it go. It's not a big deal.
No, no, this is a slippery slope, Leonard. It starts with a parking space. Where does it end? Like my dad always said, first they say you can't drink and drive. Next thing you know, you can't let your 10-year-old take the wheel while you sleep one off in the back seat.
All that story does is make me feel bad for your mother.
Leonard, you're my best friend. Why don't you ever take my side?
Because I can never understand your side.
Give it back.
I'm sorry, but could you be more specific?
My Iron Man helmet, Kutrapali saw you take it, give it back.
Oh, that. Well, see, I wanted it, and you weren't using it. Apparently, those are the rules we live by now. Payback. It truly is the B word, isn't it?
Sheldon, that is a $500 limited edition collectible, and I want it back.
Well, I'd love to help you out, but unfortunately, I'm using it.
Fine. I'm taking your diploma.
Go ahead. It's the only doctorate you'll ever get. It smells funny in here.
We're so proud of you, Amy. Your first bikini wax.
Yeah. So, how you doing?
Oh, a little sensitive, but not bad. Does it always take that long?
No, they don't usually have to go out and get more wax.
I feel like I'm 5 pounds lighter.
Really? Only 5?
Hey, anybody want a drink?
Sure.
Okay. So did you spend last night hearing about this silly parking space fight, too?
For hours. Fortunately, I couldn't understand most of it because Sheldon was wearing that stupid robot mask.
Howard was so angry, I had to mash up Benadryl in his ice cream to get him to fall asleep.
Guess this is what we get for being with 2 testosterone-fueled alpha males. At some point, they're bound to lock horns.
I'm assuming these are some kind of horns they bought at Comic-Con.
I'm really sorry they took Sheldon's spot away. He shouldn't have to suffer just because Howard's such a big deal now.
I know. Sheldon should just let Howard have his little moment in the sun.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, Howard's never going to go to space again, but Sheldon will always be a genius.
You're right. And I'm sure Sheldon would get a fancy parking spot again if and when he makes a worthwhile contribution to science.
If and when?
Okay, maybe we should change the subject. Amy, how are your lady parts? Still chilly down there?
Hang on. Hey, none of Sheldon's theories have ever been definitively proven. My husband actually went to outer space.
That's an impressive accomplishment. He's now an inspiration to millions of Americans who know you don't have to be special or even qualified to go into space.
You know, I remember the first time I got a bikini wax. My sister did it with melted Crayolas and duct tape. It's a bad idea.
Gosh, Amy, I'm sensing a little hostility. Is it maybe because, like Sheldon's work, your sex life is also theoretical?
Well, at least when we do make love, Sheldon won't be thinking about his mother. And yes, that is a cleverly veiled reference to Howard's lifelong obsession to crawl back into her spacious womb.
Anyway, to this day, I still can't see a box of crayons without crossing my legs.
I don't have to take this. I'm gonna go home and have sex with my husband right now. Maybe I'll let him do it to me in a parking spot. Which sounds dirty, but I didn't mean it that way.
Okay, here's another one. If a zombie bites a vampire, and the vampire bites a human, does the human become a vampire or a zombie? Or a zompire?
Sheldon.
Cookie.
I don't have any.
Well, I'm not giving it away.